Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. A group of South Sioux City High School students have invited the public to join them at a protest today. But school administrators have already said that that type of demonstration is not allowed. Last week, 100 students demonstrated to show their concerns about how school officials are handling racial equality, religious freedom, and treatment of LGBTQ students. That protest has been scheduled for 3:30 p.m. today across the street from the school, according to a Facebook post. The post said students are asking for community members to attend. Wednesday, the district published a message regarding the walkout, including a video link. In that message, Superintendent Todd Strom said that school-sponsored activities planned by students and faculty were in conformance with board policies, but protests, walkouts, and demonstrations were forbidden in schools and on school grounds.
Students who engage in any protests, walkouts, or demonstrations are subject to disciplinary consequences. We do not want that to happen. Any student who fails to abide by the principal's terms or the directives is subject to disciplinary consequences. We also know that there are school-sponsored activities that are planned by students and faculty that are in conformance with board policies, and we applaud those of you that follow those avenues. I urge you all to finish strong. We have some great events at the end of the year coming up, specifically prom and graduation. We want everyone to be able to partake of those and not lose privileges.
Strom encouraged students to bring their concerns to a classroom teacher, school counselor, or a building principal. He also said students can reach out to the Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Awareness Group, IDEA, or use the district's Let's Talk forum on the website to voice their concerns. Strom said the video and message was an attempt to restate rules and expectations so students do not receive a violation. A new survey of bankers suggests strong economic growth continues in rural parts of 10 western and plain states, even though business continues to lag behind the level it was at before the coronavirus began. The overall index for the region declined slightly from March's 71.9, but remained at a strong level of 69. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said improving grain prices, continued low interest rates, and growing exports have all helped the economy in rural areas. The South Dakota Board of Regents says the state's 6 public universities and 2 special schools are planning for a return to more normal operations this fall. The board's executive director, Brian Maher, says that with vaccines available now in higher education and K-12 settings, the universities are looking forward to more normal operations ahead. Administrators say they will continue to monitor circumstances as the semester continues, making adjustments as necessary. The Board of Regents is the governing body for Black Hills State University, Dakota State University, Northern State University, the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, South Dakota State University, the University of South Dakota, the South Dakota School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and the South Dakota School for the Deaf. University of South Dakota Vice President of Academic Affairs Kurt Hackamer says the low number of positive cases on campus is the major reason the school is able to transition back to normal. As long as the numbers stay low, Hackamer says, they plan to return to a normal seating arrangement with no masks, and classes will be entirely in person. For the remainder of the spring semester, USD plans to stick with modified classes, and that includes spaced-out seating, masks, and partially online classes. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now let's take a look at the forecast.